By means of a gypsy grant concealed in the Honorable Archer's apartment, the police overheard the advertisement of the beautiful Cleopatra Martin and have now arrested that young lady. You'll recall that in returning alone to Archie, who is in love with her, Cleopatra gave him a stolen $50 bill. The police hope that through the girl they may trace her brother, who has a record and is suspected of being the actual thief. As we look in at Archie's apartment today, we find his servant, Frank Watanabe, at the telephone.
Oh, yes, Kenji, all right. Very happy to borrow $5 at you. Uh-huh. Yes, please, Kenji. You're coming on with Archie. Goodbye, Kenji, please.
Hello, Frank. Talking to somebody on the telephone?
Oh, yes, please. Just like talking at my dear relation, you know.
Oh, your cousin Kenji, no doubt.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, giving your dear cousin a few little scraps of gossip about me as usual, I suppose.
Well, just my cousin telephoned up to me. He say let us to took out those two Chinese cuties off the choppy soup parlor tonight, and I think I'm going to marry same all right.
Well, who are you going to marry, your cousin, the two cuties or the chop suey parlor?
Oh, no, thank you. No, just one of them cuties I'm going to marry, entitled Lotus Crew, I trust and hope, but I'm not sure. Oh, yes, I think I do all right. She father telling me that he will having 5 rooms of furniture fall on me if I marry his daughter.
Oh, even father's going to have a crush on you, huh?
Oh, yes, papa, he loves me, all right.
Frank, where's my pipe? I've got an awful lot of thinking to do.
Uh-huh. Which one, please? Brian, Meerschaum, or Carabasas?
Oh, my Meerschaum.
Yes, all right. So, do you ever try a corny cob pipe on a bracket?
Yes, I like them very much, Frank, but somehow I don't look well in one.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Too informal to smoking corncob pipe with a monocle. Here it is, please.
Oh, thanks. Tobacco jar, Frank.
Yes, all right, so.
Yep. Frank, this may sound paradoxical, but I've had a harrowing yet happy morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Pass the matches, hello.
Oh, matches, all right.
All
yes,
right.
Yes. But I, yes, what do you say, please? All right, or so.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Oh, yeah, that's better. I've been to the county jail, Frank, and I've seen Miss Martin.
Oh, yes. Oh, excuse, please, but how many years are she going to stretch, please?
She's not going to stretch any years, Frank. A horrid way you have of putting things. As a matter of fact, up to the present, no specific charge has been made against Miss Martin.
Then what for, please, Honorable Archer?
Well, she's being held apparently for questioning.
Uh-huh. To finding out where at she brother those bank robbery are at, I supposing?
Well, of course, that is the idea behind it all. But she won't talk, Frank. Naturally loving her brother as she does, she won't tell the police where he is.
Oh, yes. But if she don't did it, she going to be in very pickle, all right. A sore pickle. How pickle?
As I pointed that out to her, Frank, because you see, if she doesn't give the information which may lead to her brother, the police are quite within their rights in bringing a charge against her for being in possession of a stolen $50 bill.
Hmm.
And, of course, I suppose she could be charged with obstructing justice.
Yes, please.
Yes. However, the matter will have to come to a head soon. Because in 48 hours from the time of Miss Martin's arrest, the police must bring some charge against her or let her go.
Oh, yes, that's fair. Excuse, please, Honorable Archie, dear, but do you telling Miss Martin that it was your blame that them police cops was trapping she I whose gal to you?
Oh, yes, Frank, don't say I whose gal to you.
Oh.
If you get something on your mind, Frank, any word remotely connected with it is injected willy-nilly into your conversation to sort of punch a point.
Yes, please, but I love England grammar. It are a very, very colorful language, Honorable Archer.
Yes, the colors of your English never blend. Your speech is just what I should call a cock-eyed rainbow.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I did tell Miss Martin that it was entirely my fault that she'd been arrested. I told her about the dictograph which had been placed in this apartment behind a picture, and how I had been silly ass enough to sit right underneath it and reveal where she was living.
Yes, you was a silly ass, all right, Honorable Archie, please.
Yes, Frank, of course, this is the one time when I'll permit you to take the liberty of agreeing with me on that point.
Oh, very happy to having your liberty, so much obliged.
And when I confessed my stupid blunder, which had landed her in jail, what do you think that amazing girl did, Frank?
Is that so? You don't believe it.
Yes, she smiled in my eyes and said, poor Archie.
Oh, yes, poor Archie, all right.
No thought of self, Frank, you know.
No.
Naturally, of course, she was really merely has a sweet understanding of my agony of mind.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. This love affair are very agony, all right.
Of course, I didn't see into the actual cell, Frank, where she is.
No.
You see, she was brought into a room, Miss Martin,
uh-huh.
And we spoke to each other through a wire screen.
Just like Anne Bird.
Yes, Frank. There we sat, gazing at each other with our hearts in our eyes. But I'll get her out, Frank, you know. I mean, stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage.
I don't know, priest.
Haven't you ever heard that?
Yes, priest, but I don't believe it. More better you singing at Miss Martin. If I had the wings of an angel over them prison wall, I would flop.
Yes, you're probably trying to say love laughs at locksmith, aren't you?
The who's it?
The love laughs at locksmith.
Yeah, all right. Yes, that's what I'm meaning, I supposing. Aha. Excuse, please. Are you going to assist Miss Martin for escaping out, please?
Oh, that's impossible, Frank. To show you how watchful they are, I took a large bouquet of red roses from Miss Martin, but the matron wouldn't even let me give her those. No.
Ah.
Thinking there might, I suppose, be a screwdriver concealed inside.
Yes, well, I'm thinking screwdriver in a bunch of roses. No good, please. Why are you not letting me making very, very big round cake for Miss Martin? Then she can going down the drain pipe.
Yes, of course, I don't follow that.
Well, we can congealing a collapsible buzzard saw on the round inside those big cake, you know.
Yeah, and all Miss Martin has to do, I suppose, is to eat the cake and buzz off.
Oh, what, Martha?
Well, it's a silly ass suggestion, that's all.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, anyhow, Frank, I left Miss Martin in the high spirits. She relies on me entirely. And here's what I've done.
Yes, ma'am?
I have no attorney here, you know.
No.
You know that, of course.
Right.
So I telephoned to Mr. Hipperwater. He has three or four attorneys. He retains them by the year, I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I asked him to let me know which was the best of them. The one best qualified in criminal law.
Huh.
He was awfully nice, Frank, and for once didn't even mention his daughter, Cynthia.
Oh, very sensational. Yes. Is that so?
He said he'd place at my disposal Mr. W. Llewellyn Abernethy, and promised to send him round to confer with me as soon as possible.
Huh.
Now, I think that's dash nice of Mr. Hipperwater.
Yes, dash nice of him, all right. He a bad fellow, not all, on the barrages, under his skin, you know.
Oh, no, no. Mr. Hipperwater has many lovable traits, Frank.
Very lovable, please. Oh, they're squealing the door, Buzzard, you know. I must answer, on the barrages.
That probably is Mr. W. Llewellyn Abernethy now, Frank.
Yes, ma'am. All right, please. Just waiting, please, dear sir. Oh, hello, please. You are Mr. Double Llewellyn, please?
No, all right, Frank. Just show Mr. Abernethy straight in, will you?
Yes, please. Uh-huh. Straight in, attorney, dear, please. Just in here, please.
Yes. How do you do? Mr. Abernethy, I presume?
Well, yes. Am I addressing Mr. Chiselbury?
Yes, I'm Mr. Chiselbury. Won't you sit down?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Now, Mr. Hipperwater...
Yes, Mr. Hipperwater kindly promised your valuable services in rather a delicate matter.
Yes. Now then, Mr. Chiselbury, I'm one of those kinds of men who like to get right down to the facts quickly.
Quite, yes.
Yes, I'm a great believer in a lawyer knowing a little something about his case before he goes into court.
Yes, he's more likely to win it like that, isn't he?
Yes. Now then, let me get my notebook out here and my pencil. Dee-de-dum, the men of Harlech, doo-dee-dee, the men of Harlech.
A Welshman, are you not, Mr. Abernethy?
Well, yes, that is. My mother and father were both born in Wales.
That sort of gives you a good start, doesn't it?
Yes. Now then, I think I'm ready for your story, Mr. Chiselbury.
Good. Well, some weeks ago, I became acquainted with a certain Miss Cleopatra Martin. I met her at the...
Dear me.
I beg your pardon.
I have a slight touch of indigestion.
Quite. Well, I became deeply attached to Miss Martin, and inadvertently, she became the possessor of a $50 bill. And,
Scott, excuse me, sir. I think I'll be compelled to swallow three of my dyspeptic pills, Mr. Chiselbury.
That's a good idea. Sort of quiet and things, huh?
Yes. I keep them here in my vest pocket. Here we are. Dee to do the men of Harlech. Do dee dee the men of Harlech.
Wouldn't you like a little water to help you swallow those things?
No, I've gotten on to the knack of swallowing pills without water. Do dee do the men of Harlech.
My dear, that one got down before the men, didn't it?
Yes. We're great folks for boiled mutton at our house.
Oh, well, of course, if it comes to that, I like boiled mutton.
Oh, yes, please, Mr. Llewellyn. And Arnie Bellarchi's like me to cutting capers in the sauce, you know.
All right, thank you. He means that I like caper sauce with mine, you see?
Yes, it's peculiar. You brought that up, Mr. Chiselbury.
Oh, I haven't brought anything up.
Yes, I see. Last night, we had, as I say, we had boiled mutton. And I told Mrs. Abernathy, that's my wife, I said, dear, I believe the difficulty we've had lies with the salt. Well, by George, then Junior spoke up. That's my little son, Landaff Abernathy. He said, Father, it's coming on again.
What was coming on again?
The after effects of eating the boiled mutton. I'm just a little bit afraid that my son inherits my indigestion.
Yes, just a burp off the old block, I suppose, huh?
That's one way of putting it, Mr. Chittlebury. Well, but George, I said, no, I didn't say that we had company for dinner, did I?
No, there's quite a lot of things I haven't told you yet, Mr. Abernathy, too.
Yes, suppose there is. Well, by George, it did my heart good to see Junior get up on his feet. He had the assurance of a boy twice his age. Well, by George...
Now, just a moment, Mr. Abernathy. After all, we're a little off the subject. Shouldn't we get down to facts?
Yes. I suppose we have digressed just a little. Now then, proceed, Mr. Chittlebury.
Well, the point I want you to work on is obtaining Miss Martin's release.
Yes, a writ of habeas corpus.
That's it. That's fine. You see, Miss Martin is shielding a recalcitrant brother, and the point we have to make is that...
Dear me, confound it.
Mr. Abernathy, I would suggest that you go home and put yourself on an orange juice diet and conduct all your personal interviews by mail. Frank?
Yes, Mom? All right. This way out the way to going out, Mr. Luella, dear.
Good day, Mr. Abernathy. I think that's all.
Yes, I believe I've covered everything.
I believe you would have done.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Though the makers of Graco shirts and endlock ties have developed from their 35 years' experience in the neckwear business, the very latest in a tie rack. This rack is made of metal and can be fastened to any closet door or piece of furniture. It's easy to obtain one. Purchase a Graco endlock tie. Remove the paper band and send it together with 10 cents to Graco, care of this station. One of these handsome racks will be sent to you immediately. Remember, Graco spelled G-R-A-Y-C-O. Graco, care of this station.